time to start getting the mice down. Time to start getting that head right. However you want to do that along those lines. I got the deep cuts for you. Come on in.
Thank you. but I never had no problem, and my body's pretty strong. I'm off.
Chicago Transit Authority. Take note of that. Not Chicago. That was released in 1969, the Spencer Davis track, I'm a Man. They put a couple albums out as CTA, and then they switched over just to using Chicago. And Chicago put a couple of good albums out early on. Then they got a little more poppy, and maybe just slick and poppy is all I can say. But those Chicago Transit Authority ones, the first couple, were raw and rockin', and I'm a Man's a good example. And we opened up with some Cream from 1968 Wheels of Fire album with the Robert Johnson track Crossroads. Clapton in fine form from Central Cal, where it's just hot, man. Not fit for man or beast. We're just hunkered down. Maybe got some cold beer going or something else too, you know. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. She is. You better tell her to put some goddamn clothes on.
Oh,
was released in 1972 off Toll House Street, written by Tom Johnston, of course. Tom Johnston, from Visalia, California, here in Central California, went to Mount Whitney High School, and was the heart and soul of the Doobie Brothers, period. He got sick with hepatitis and some liver-related issues, had to step back. The Doobies wanted to keep going, so they brought in Michael McDonald, changed the whole sound completely. I'm not saying it wasn't good, but I'm saying it was not the Tom Johnston Doobie Brothers. If you go see the Doobie Brothers now, people dig China Grove, listen to the music, Long Train Running. That's the Doobie Brothers. David Gilmour with This Heaven, that was on an Island, released in 2006, and opened up with Dolly Dagger, released posthumously. The album was called Rainbow Bridge, released in 1971 after his death. Lots of unreleased material, lots of tapes laying around, and of course they started putting all that stuff together and putting out albums. The Hendrix family kind of lost control of all that, and they put out a bunch of bullshit, man. Anything with Hendrix on it on the tape floor, they got it and put it out. But only recently, last few years, the Hendrix family's gotten control of the estate, and they got hooked up with Eddie Kramer, who mastered and engineered a lot of Hendrix's early stuff, and that dude's put out some primo Hendrix stuff, and that's what you want to look for.
Says it's time to close now. I guess I better go now. I really like to stay here all night. The cars crawl past, all stuffed with ice. Shared there a hollow glow. Your brain seems bruised with numb surprise. Still one place to go. Still one place to go. Let me sleep all night in your soul kitchen. Welcome. Sleep on. Says it's time to close now. I know I have to go now. I really wanna stay here all night. All night. All night.
just got back from Babies off ZZ Top's first album, released in 1971, produced and engineered by Bill Ham. A real raw analog tube sounding release. Their first few releases were like that. So that early ZZ, man, that's what you need to be getting real good. Soul Kitchen off the Doors' first album, released in 1967. And Rock Me Baby by Robin Trower. That was off Twice Removed from Yesterday, released in 1973. From Central California, this is the human just sitting out here in my studio, bumped up against these Sierras, the foothills of the Sierras outside Clovis, California. And just kicking back, and all the music I play is from my personal collection. You know, I either have it on disc, or I get it and download it and purchase it for you. And I just spin the tunes. I listen to these shows too, man. I might have me a couple of edibles and kick back and let them set up shop and then put this mofo on.
You know it's been riddled, it was inside. No more water, but the fire next time. Reap what you sow, gotta pay those dues. And only our love can save us from the World War blues. Your TV on, check the 6 o'clock news. People dying, got the World War blues. Ain't nobody winning, everybody gotta lose. And only our love can save us from the World War blues. Money, you can bet on that. Come judgment day, they got to pay it all back. This world is burning on a bitter fuse, and only our love can save us from the World War blues. Thank you.
that's a rockin' little ditty by the Kurt Baker Band, No One's Home. Kind of dig that track. We had some John Mayall and Friends. That was released in 2001, where he just had a bunch of people come in and record with him. And I dig the track, man, World War Blues, because it's prescient. If you listen to it, it's just talking about what's happening. Only our love can save us from the World War Blues, but that's not enough, is it? Because too much hate out there, man. And we just can't let that dominate. And I just wish people could get together and go after the hate, man, and get this squared away, because we'd be much better off. I want to close up with one of my songs. It's off my 2017 release, Humanize. And it's called Barroom Meltdown. Recorded pretty much live in the studio, man. So you can hear what the Human Project would sound like if we just went out and did a gig or two. But in this area here, and I got no takers, but it tells the story of a guy who's definitely got his head right, man. He's got a buzz on, and he walks into a bar, and the bar is happening. It is absolutely happening. It's a great band. It's hot chicks in there, and the song tells the story. Thanks for joining me for some deep cuts, and intended to be late at night, and for people who might just have their head right.
It's helter skelter, a kaleidoscope, lots of colors.
Ain't made no test tube. Some ain't made no lab. This one's from the dark alleys of China. They sold everything they had. Some far out exotics can grow a bad case of funk. People go hunting and searching, trying to get some of that junk. They just want some of that junk. It jumps from one to another like a simple checker game, spreading like wildfire. It ain't got no shame. They got caught with their pants down and they ain't got a clue. It was all about that dark alley. Look what it's gonna do. What you gonna do? Dark alley, but it was way too late, cause that funky stuff done gone on the prowl. It don't discriminate. Now it's jumping across borders we just can't seem to contain. This 21st century medicine ain't no match for this plague. For this play, ain't no match for this play.